When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ho, ho, ho. It's my attempt to sound jolly. Ho, 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 and welcome to another episode of Talking Fast. Today, it is our holiday special. Hey, my name is Sarah. Alongside me is Jacob the Elf with his...
You know what? I thought that it fit. You know, I don't know what an elf says, but like...
Do you know what's a little confusing about this hat? For those that are only listening, I'm going to describe it to you. It's like, so Jacob's supposed to be like the elf, right? But then there's also like feet coming out of the head of the elf, and then there's also the ears. So it's like is your head supposed to be the whole body of the elf?
It's like I'm an elf wearing an elf within my hat.
Like you're hiding one up there.
Yeah, I assure you. Well, who knows? By the end of the episode, maybe a little elf appears in my hat. But for now, no. It's just me with a strange elf hat on. So go check that out on YouTube if you're just listening to this.
And if you're just listening to this. And then I am Santa Claus, naturally, because I give you guys the gift of me every single week. So
yeah, exactly.
With that, let's give people the gift of what we are drinking or eating this week, Jacob.
Well, Sarah, it is our holiday episode. I had to throw it back to something that I talked about a few weeks ago when I went to the distillery district, like a holiday market, and I kept a few in those that episode kept calling it the holiday market. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not called the holiday
market.
Is
it still called the Christmas market?
No, it's called the Distillery Winter Village. So they have taken away Christmas
and holiday, so it's just Winter Village. Do you know what though? I guess it makes sense because they want you to start going there and spending money as of like early November,
right? And I think it goes beyond Christmas, so it's
what
like,
it does.
I could have made that up too. I don't know. I'm just.
Do they still do the Christmas countdown? I'm going
yes,
tomorrow.
Yes, they do.
So
yeah.
I'll know after
so
that.
So only a few days left. What?
Until
we
Christmas?
Have like 4 days left? Five days?
We can't keep doing. When we record in advance, we then try to be like, this week we might be doing. We're so bad at like guessing
this
what it's going to be.
This coming few days is going to be Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you excited?
For Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am. And we're going to talk all things Christmas, holiday, our traditions and everything.
Right. But let's get back to what I was drinking.
I was going to say all to say place. Is you derailed this and you didn't tell us what you were drinking.
Mulled wine. Mulled wine is Christmas sangria.
I agree. I had some the other day too. I still don't know if I like it or not.
And is it boozy or is it not? Because like if you're boiling, yeah, I know you have to get it to a boil for a little
bit. But when you boil wine, doesn't that take away the alcohol?
It does take away some of the alcohol. And it's like however long you cook it for, you're just reducing down.
And I don't think mulled wine tastes good enough to not have alcohol in it. You know what I mean? Like the ratio of like, I'll drink a drink that I don't love the taste of, but if I'm getting a little buzz, then it's fine. But the ratio of that needs to be like pretty fair.
I would agree. Although as long, I will say though, if there's enough fruit, enough cinnamon sticks...
I want a cinnamon. I don't like cinnamon, so that's probably why.
That's tough. I would put two cinnamon sticks in my...
Really?
Like, I would scoop them out, put them in my mug of that.
Oh, my God.
I think it's delicious. But
I would
it's
go
also
for
like,
hot apple cider over mulled wine anyway.
Oh, that's good, too. A hot toddy cocktail
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I've been drinking anyway. What about you?
Do you make it at home?
I have made it at home, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, okay. It's a little bit better to probably get it somewhere that they're just making a big pot because it's better when you have a ton of it and you have a ton of different fruits.
I feel like single portions is a little difficult.
It's tougher. And you're going to sit there for like an hour and make your mulled wine and then enjoy it for 10 minutes?
Yeah, probably that's not true.
It's a big investment. What do you got this week?
So I got the Nespresso Advent calendar again, and I get it every year, and I'm disappointed every year, so I don't know why I do it to myself. It's just like, it's like a mix of random pods, and a lot of them are just the espresso-based pods that don't have flavor and stuff, but the ones that are good to go with the Advent calendar and everything are the holiday pods. And Nespresso is notorious for, like, if something says it's, like, caramel-flavored, you can't taste the caramel. It's like, I don't know, because it's like a hint, but like that, it's notes of it. But like the average person, when you hear caramel in your coffee, you want like sugar. But that's not what Nespresso is like. But I will say their peppermint, it's like peppermint pinwheel or peppermint twist or peppermint something, whatever that one is the first like holiday based Nespresso pod that I've had that actually tastes like peppermint. And I very much enjoy it. And I'm going to order more sleeves before it goes out.
And do you get super excited? Do you like wake up in the morning and like bust through your door and then like run into a wall and be like, I got to get my Nespresso.
So I no, because I literally forgot to even use it today. So we'll see. Do you want to know what though? Do you want to know what I found under my thing? What's under my cupboard? I found.
Not last year's.
I found a bag of Nespresso pods in a Ziploc bag. I go, why would these be in a Ziploc? And then I went, They're last year's from the advent calendar. So okay, maybe next year.
Okay, but an advent calendar is all fun because it's like opening.
It's the act of opening. It's like I got a candle advent calendar this year. And am I going to light those candles every single day, a different candle every day? Absolutely
that
not.
Would be
it's
wild.
Just the fun. It's just the fun of opening it every
and
day.
And counting down or counting up to Christmas, whatever.
Yeah, whatever you do.
Yeah, I get super excited for my little chocolate.
What type of chocolate?
Reese.
What?
I know, Reese. And they bring like, they're not full size, but they're like, the, you know, the Reese. Like
cups, like little cups,
individually wrapped little cups. Yeah, so they're pretty thick,
yummy,
solid. It's a solid advent calendar. Some of them are like, you know, I don't want to name names, but there are certain ones out there that kind of cheap out. They look big and they're like $30, and it's a tiny little chocolate. Don't do that, you guys.
Reese doesn't cheap out.
No, definitely not. What are we reading or watching this week, Sarah?
Jacob, I've decided I'm starting a new tradition for myself. Is it a tradition if I've done it once? If I state that it's a tradition now moving forward?
It's got to start somewhere.
Okay, so I started a new tradition that I decide every December 1st, I'm going to cozy up and get ready into like December, the last month of the year. I'm going to go like softly into the last month, very calm. And like, and watch my favorite holiday-based movie, Little Women, the Greta Gerwig 2019 version.
Right, okay.
So
set the scene. What do you do?
So this was incredible because this December 1st fell on a Friday night. I'm sitting there. I order in some food. I made myself some spinach dip.
Ooh.
I made myself a mocktail and I cozied up on the couch in like my favorite sweater and my little like cozy outfit. And then I wrap myself in a blanket and I'm like eating my hot spinach dip and I'm watching the beauty that is Little Women by Greta Gerwig.
That's
so
huge. I like that.
It was
that.
Fabulous vibes. And it's like one of those movies that's like a Die Hard or something that's like set at Christmas. So it's like kind of considered a Christmas movie. And it just got me into the spirit. It's cozy vibes only. So I think I'm going to start that as a tradition every December 1st. I'm going to start watching Little Women and like have a cozy night in.
Ooh, that's really nice.
Have you seen that version?
No, I haven't yet.
We talked about it on the pod.
We talked about it previously and I know it's on my list, but maybe I'll do the same because I've been like, we'll talk about this in a second, but like I've been so busy that I haven't been watching new things.
Okay,
I've been like eating away at the list I already have, but it's tough to add things to the list.
What about you? So what have you been watching?
Okay. Well, when it becomes December 1st for me. No, I'm not going to lie. When it becomes even before Halloween.
I feel like you were talking about this in October. So
I'm throwing down Christmas movies.
Crazy.
I think I'm up. We're recording this in advance. We're probably a couple of weeks before this episode is even dropping. And I've already, I think, stacked up probably 15.
15?
Yeah.
15. I watched like two, maybe we'll consider it three, and I was proud of myself.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a massive Christmas movie person, though. So
this
I know.
Is tough. I am each to their own. I am a huge Christmas movie guy.
What's your favorite one?
Well,
are you not going to reveal
it? I'm not going to reveal this because we have a segment coming up later that I want to save it for and not tip you off to what I want to choose.
Yes.
Because we got a little game coming up. However, recently I've been working through the Santa Claus, Tim Allen Santa Claus
classics. Classics.
Streaming online. They are classics.
Jack Frost also in that series. Very good.
Also
underrated movie. With Martin Short.
Yeah, Martin Short. Yeah, he is very good. There are a few people, and maybe I'm making this up, but I've seen this a couple of times, I think, on TikTok of people thirsting over like the head elf guy, Bernard.
Really?
I can't remember the actor's name. Yeah, but people are coming back around for Bernard.
Interesting.
Can't say I'm much of a Bernard guy myself.
But you are an elf guy, though. So
I'm
that's
an elf guy, so I support my boy. That's for sure.
Speaking about, I don't know, let me try to transition this. Elves and wrapping presents. Spotify Wrapped happened, which is what we both decided to put as what we're listening to.
That was a good transition.
Thanks. I'm trying my best. What was your Spotify Wrapped? Tell the people about it.
Okay, mine was... If you listen to this podcast, you know that my musical taste can kind of span
chaotic.
Pretty chaotic. The bar is chaotic. Let's just say that. So it was all over the place, my Spotify Wrapped.
Not surprising.
It was, I think my top artist was Swedish House Mafia. So we're talking about house music right now. However, I wanted to say that there's always a caveat to my Wrapped playlist.
Why?
And I think next year I might have to get like 2 Spotify accounts.
Who do you share it with?
No, I don't share it with anyone, but because I run so much and I have like running playlists, I'll only listen to the majority of my house music listening is during like running. And because I'll put like a 10 song playlist on repeat for a long run, I'm listening to those songs and those artists a lot. So it's skewed a little bit. However, that's not to say I don't like the music because I really, really do.
But it does skew it because if you're going for like when you were running a marathon.
That's
4 hours or whatever
it's
of running of and you're it's like the same and then the training for that. Yeah, that makes sense. Mine was skewed a little bit because of running as well.
Yeah.
So I feel that. So Swedish House Mafia was your number one.
Swedish House Mafia was my number one, and then number one song was Morning by Post Malone, actually.
Oh,
Post
really?
Post Malone came up a couple of times, yeah.
Wow. My, like, top you see songs. He's coming out with a country album.
I am thrilled. And that was the other like if there was like house music, pop music. The third tier.
Was it country? Because you run to it? Yeah.
I drive to it as well. And true. It's like going up to the cottage or something like that. There's a lot of Dierks Bentley. There's a lot of...
That's so funny. That's classic country too.
Oh God, our boy Jordan Davis is all over
my
raps.
He was like my fourth most listened to artist last year.
So. It was fun, but like... We'll see. Maybe I'll make an abridged version. What about yours, though? How to look?
Well, first
I'm sure it's full of Taylor Swift.
Well, first I want to give a shout out to anyone that we were their top podcast. We got a couple
my God,
messages.
True. I saw
this
that.
Was our. I forgot that this was our first year. Granted, do I know how to go on the back end of Spotify and look at our analytics? Absolutely not. I tried to do it and I couldn't do a wrap for us, but that's okay. But for all the people that messaged us or sent us a thing or tagged us saying that we were in your top podcast
cool.
for the years. The funny part was my friend Regan sent it. We were her like number one podcast. Yeah. Shout out Regan. And she's like, all those long drives between like Toronto and Stratford. She goes, but what's insane is like, you're like, I listen to a lot of podcasts. You guys are my number one. And I'm only in the top 8% of listeners. So
that
means we've got some like diehards out there. Maybe
huge.
Some people that have listened to multiple. So anyway, shout out to all of you.
Thank you for listening, honestly.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. It was really fun to see like, oh yeah, like Talking Bass wasn't even my number one show this year, so I really appreciate it. But also say is yes for the I don't know what since Wrapped has been running, Taylor Swift was my top artist. I would also like to point out that for the fifth year in a row, a song off of Reputation was my number one most listened
Which
song,
one?
Getaway Car. A
wow.
song that came out in 2017. So when that Taylor's version comes out, remember who's been ride or die for Getaway Car for years. Anyways, some other Noah Kahan, like, which
of
was
course,
crazy because I only
course.
Really started listening to him in the back half of the year. But again, running, I run to his music all the time. Kelsey Ballerini was on there. Jordan Davis.
Yeah, a few artists. I was going to say probably that you went to concerts.
Yeah, go to concerts. So like, well, and then obviously like Jordan Davis, like when I was getting to interview him, like I just had that album on
of
repeat
course,
for like pretty much 3 weeks straight. So yeah, it was pretty like well-rounded, I thought. I mean, it's like everyone posts it and goes, oh, I could have guessed this. It's like, well, yeah, you listen to the music. Like I knew exactly what
was going
to happen.
Do you have some of those ones? What I love the most about Spotify Wrapped is like the playlist that gives you, I think it's your top 50 songs afterward. I go back to that one because you can kind of, you know, have a good guess of what.
Yeah.
Your top 5
and it ranks
songs
it ranks
be.
It from
exactly.
1 to 50. I love it.
And then you're scrolling through and it's like almost like songs 30 to 50. You get those like random ones that you had on repeat for like a week,
like
or
when
a
you
bit
hyper fixate
you,
on them.
Yeah, and then you kind of forget about it and you get to go revisit them again. I love those.
I love the playlist that comes out of it because it's like it's all it's all I've been listening to for the last while. What's funny was clearly out of like they give you what your top 5 artists, number 6 for me would have been a made up band. Like it was literally going to be Daisy Jones and the Six. That's what my number 6 would have been because in all like that's like all of the other songs in the top 20 were all Daisy Jones and the Six because I went through that era when that show was on. But anyways, all to say is I love Spotify Wrapped.
And thank you people for sharing them. Not just like the Talking Fast top podcast one. I love seeing people's Spotify
Wrapped. I'm so
Wrapped.
Nosy. I love my one friend. His top artist was Elvis.
Really?
I'm like, what?
Like, not even the movie version?
No,
just
no,
straight
just
up Elvis?
Straight up Elvis. I mean, I'm like, okay, go okay. off. Go off.
Sarah, somewhere you went this week?
Well, I went a few places. It's the holidays, and I feel like this is a lot more common this time of year, is bouncing around to like multiple holiday events.
Yeah.
Because especially with different friend groups, like people want to get together and you want to be able to see everyone. But then that also means like bouncing around. My only saving grace for this past Saturday night when I had to bounce around to like three different events was that everything was in the West End. Like if I had to cross like any other part of the city, it was not going to work out. But I had to like bounce around to like a Christmas party, a book launch, and then a housewarming party. And I just feel like this type of year is hectic that way. Like Thursday is going to be the same way between like work parties and then like events
right.
and then soccer. Like it just feels a little hectic and chaotic. So I'm very much ready for when that stops and I can just, everyone shuts down for Christmas. I'm not going away this year for Christmas or New Year's, so I can just like shut down for like that full week, turn my brain off and just
Are you
chill.
Staying in Toronto?
Yeah. Well, my parents don't live in Coburg anymore.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah
this
true.
Is the second year. It's still a transition for me. Like this is the second year of my parent, we'll talk about it in the next part, but it's second year my parents not living in my hometown anymore. So I don't go, like everyone's like, oh, when are you going back? I go, oh, I don't go back. I just stay at my condo
right,
and my parents
yeah.
live 15 minutes away. So I just like go back and forth. So it's my second year trying to figure that out, which is interesting. But we'll talk about it a bit later. But
new traditions.
I know. How about you? Where'd you go?
This week, a little cold and I was not going anywhere. This
I
was
wish.
The kind
I was
of,
jealous.
I know that you spoke about this a few episodes back as well, where you had like a super busy time
mm-hmm.
and then just took a couple of days and didn't do anything. And that's what I kind of did. It was
I
like a total
that.
Reset. I did, I was just like organizing, we'll talk about it in a second as well. But yeah, it was nice to have time off and like clear plans, not do anything in the evenings,
mm-hmm.
we'll be able to sleep in a little bit in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't done that in a long time. It's been a busy
Good,
like
I'm
several
glad.
Weeks. And it was kind of like you spoke about like the December 1st like kind of reset. It had those vibes of like, let's finish the year strong,
yeah.
not falling into our face.
Exactly. I feel like it can be really easy. Like you're like you said, falling in your face or like sprinting into the end of the year. I'm trying to really go into December like more.
Yeah.
Like confidently. Let's close out this year confidently and chill and in a good mental headspace. And then finally, if you didn't go anywhere, what is something you did though?
Okay, well, I kind of teased it a second ago, but I did. A lot of people talk about spring cleaning. I did
oh.
a deep winter clean.
I need to do one of those. I love that.
I was like, speaking of just my schedule and whatnot being chaotic for the last little while, my home became
yeah.
a total reflection of that.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just like boxes of things from mm-hmm. like the event I threw. And then it was just like chairs that are going to end up at the cottage. And it was. Just like sometimes you get in a situation where like you get behind on laundry and dishes and all this
yep.
other stuff and it's tough to keep, you know, keep everything kind of running.
Yep.
So it was like, okay, let's just hunker down. And I did a deep clean and now my place looks good.
And
it
makes
feels
you feel
good.
Good.
It feels good as
yeah.
a result. Exactly.
Because otherwise it feels like no matter what you're doing, even if you're having a productive work day, like me today, like I'm still like having a great work day, but I'm looking out the corner of my eye,
the
mountain
that,
of laundry.
It's like,
and it's like a little gremlin on your shoulder that's just like tapping.
It's
and
that
the one
peripheral
it.
Stress
yeah,
of like the stuff you have to do. And it's not
exactly.
even like complicated or hard stuff. It's just like when
mm-hmm.
it piles up, it gets to be a lot. So I got rid of all that and I was just like, let's do this. What about you? Something you did this week?
I, for the first time in my life, have finished all my Christmas shopping weeks before Christmas.
No way.
I'm a like, my sisters are really good about it. Like my sisters and I like, and the thing is we'll buy for like my parents together or whatever. They're really
yeah.
good at like being on it, but I never am. But this year I knew what I wanted to get everyone. I did a lot of Black Friday deals.
Oh, that's so smart.
And I just ordered everything online. I did not step foot in a single store other than like these little markets to get little things, but like literally didn't step in any stores and all my Christmas shopping is done. So now I'm just going to spend the next few nights wrapping everything. So there's all these gifts under the tree.
And you'll be ready.
And I'll be ready to go. No, I have no stress, which is incredible. I never do that. So.
And yeah, not only just no stress, but also then you have like a nice presents under
I
the tree
love when,
to enjoy
I,
for
exactly.
like a while.
I love when there's presents under the tree.
That's
and
such a
so
good idea.
I, yeah, I'm done my Christmas shopping, which is shock. Like Nolan 2 days ago goes, what do you want for Christmas? I go, you haven't done it yet? And he goes, no. I was like, oh, like I'm done all my Christmas shopping. And his jaw was on the floor. So I think it might be helping
my
him a little
jaw's
bit.
On, my jaw's not on the floor. I'm happy for you, but I'm stressed for me now because I haven't started anything. I've got some lists going and some ideas.
Oh my God.
But
that stresses
me out. I haven't bought
no,
one gift.
I'm all finished. So,
jealous. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Talking Fast Holiday Spectacular. We've got this beautiful set if you're just listening.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm sorry, you are missing out a little bit. You might want to go and click on the YouTube video because we've got fireplaces, we've got cozy vibes, we have a special Talking Fast Christmas holiday logo, we got good hats and good vibes, and we're going to dive into just the holidays in general. We're going to talk about our experiences, some questions that people had. So ho ho ho, let's get on with it. I'm just gonna say ho ho ho, whatever.
So
it's on
ho,
the shirt.
Ho.
I have to. So Jacob, the first thing we're gonna talk about is holiday traditions, because I think it's really interesting how like every family has something a little bit different. Some people do Christmas Eve, Boxing Day, whatever. So give us the lay of the land. What would be like a typical like Christmas time for you and your family? Well, okay, if it's Christmas, it's, you celebrate.
Yeah,
yes?
It is Christmas that my family celebrates. We're not super religious though, let's be honest.
No, my family celebrates corporate Christmas as well. I get it.
Yes, corporate the Christmas. Secular Jeff Bezos Christmas.
Yes, exactly.
It's actually funny because like in the last several years, and I think like we'll probably talk about changing traditions and like that kind of stuff. In the last several years, my brother and sister-in-law purchased a place out in Elora, which I think I've talked about several times. It's like out in the country, an old farmhouse. And they've kind of taken over in the last, say, 4 years or so as like the home base.
It's interesting when
Christmas.
That transition happens.
I know. It's weird because also now, well, I guess this will be coming up on it'll be the second Christmas that my niece Willow is around as well. But that was a big change as well because it was like going from, oh, we're the kids on Christmas to now being
like there are like actual
like I'm not kids.
Kids,
but yeah, there are kids around where there's another generation around, and all of a sudden it becomes okay. Like it's fun to buy presents
for little ones. I agree.
The kids and especially like I'm not gonna spoil any surprises on the podcast.
She's
in
a
case
big
you're
listener.
Listening.
She's a big listener.
But getting good, you know, a little drip, a little shoe action, something like that.
Oh,
it's just fun. It's fun for that. And then also, yeah. So anyway, we get together oftentimes a couple of days in advance, spend a few days out there, do some baking, probably do some sledding. There's like a little hill on their property that we do sledding on. Make some jumps, and then a lot of us just like hanging out with the family time, eating together, having a couple of drinks, and then big, we play a lot of games.
Okay, so like games, like do you guys have like the signature like Christmas games? What games do you play?
Okay, so actually growing up, we would get to open like one present as kids, my two siblings and I.
On Christmas Eve.
Same. That's like where our like big meal is as well, Christmas Eve.
Oh, interesting.
But we would, open up like a game present then, and then we play it. So it's really, it kind of changes year to year. But
so you have to learn a whole new game every time that you open one?
We're big learners over there.
Apparently.
Yeah. But it's fun. We're super competitive. So it's almost just like you get bragging rights by the end of Christmas Eve.
What's the one that you are the best at?
Ooh. All of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think that I'm a fast learner at games. So I'll pick things up and have good strategy. So I would... Listen, I'm not going to win every game, but I would say like I'm pretty good at games for like the first three times.
And then once
everyone
else
has like long-term strategy, they picked it up. I'm just like, well, this is my turn to...
good
like...
thing we get a new game on Christmas Eve every year.
Exactly. What about you? What's your day kind of look like?
We have like growing up Christmas Eve. Well, it's changed a lot too because my parents moved. But it used to be growing up on Christmas Eve, my next door neighbors, Roma and Kathy... Shout out. I don't even know if they know what podcasts are. They're a little bit older. But Roman and Kath, my next door neighbors, always host this massive Christmas Eve party. So we would always spend... We were the only kids invited. So we would always go there. But they have like a ping... Not ping pong pinball room and like slot machines in their basement because like Roma collected them. So I would just spend every single Christmas Eve just like playing the same rigged pinball machine so I could win. And
would
then
it be like everyone in the neighborhood? Or?
No, just like their friends and then my family and then like because my family was family friends with them and stuff. Yeah. And then we'd go back over to our house and get to open a present as well on Christmas Eve. It usually ended up being pajamas because it was fun. Like the pajamas you'd wear on Christmas for Christmas morning. Do Christmas morning with my family and then just like immediate family. My grandparents would come over for it. Then we just chill. And then we'd still do like a big Christmas dinner in the evening, like a turkey or a ham or something.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say.
Usually turkey.
We... Growing up, forever, just turkey. But now Haley is...
A ham person?
Well, okay, she's allergic to turkey.
Oh, interesting.
I know, it's a kind of a wild allergy. But so now we're
transitioning.
Partially ham people. Well, we do both.
Yeah, we do both as well. But actually, my big Christmas celebration was never actually on either of those days. It's on Boxing Day.
Oh, really?
So what's really common on the East Coast is called the East Coast Kitchen Party. And the whole idea is that you like... Everyone always comes to someone's house. They always end up standing in the kitchen and kitchen parties develop. So my mom adopted it like really early on. And my dad's side of the family who all lived in Coburg would all come over. But the whole idea was like my mom opened the doors at noon. It was like 12 to 12 essentially. Like anybody could come and go as they please, friends, family, whatever. So our neighbors would come, our friends would come, our family would come. And it would just be like over the course of like 12 hours, like God knows how many courses of meals. And then like all the, like, I don't even know how many people would come through the door, just like a ton. And it's really cool now. Last year was the first year that it was closer to the city. So like all of my friends in the city get to come now, which is really fun. So like they're already talking about it and like they'll all come again this year. We always end up singing karaoke. I don't know why that's what we end up doing, but we always end up, because I guess like with like 40 people, it's too hard to like make a game organized. Yeah, so karaoke just kind of develops. But from that, like we'd sometimes play games, but it's like my favorite day of the year because it's like, other than like weddings and funerals, to be honest, a lot of the time you don't really get like your friends and your family all together, but like it's a rarity that we do. So it's really fun. And it's like, it's a stressful day of the year. Growing up, it was always very stressful that day, but it's like my favorite part of the holidays.
For Has that changed at all now that your parents live here?
Yeah. Like this is only going to be like year two for it.
Right.
But it's changed with like, now, like, my family from Coburg, like, comes to, like, stay over.
Everyone
and they, like,
still
have
comes,
to drive up. They all still come, though. Yeah. But, like, I was saying, it's better because now my friends from here get to come. You can
That's
come, too,
fun.
If you want. Doors are literally open
Let's
to everyone.
Go.
June Dean would love if you came. But it was, like, it's a great time. And, like, it's cool seeing everyone mix and mingle. Like, I'll have, like, Nolan's family was there last year. And then, like so it's, like, my grandparents are talking with him. It's just, like, a really cool way to watch like all of these parts of your lives mingle together. Like my little cousins bring like their girlfriends and like stuff. It's just like there's so many layers of people there and it's chaos, but in the best way possible.
Ooh, that's good.
It's so fun. And there's just like hours of food. And June makes mussels and like East Coast food. We have chowder and like.
Do you get in on like the event planning side
yeah,
of it?
Yeah, that's usually what I'm in charge of.
Yeah.
We all get divvied up a job. My sister's usually on drinks.
Ooh.
And then I'll do like some sort of activity. So. It was karaoke last
that's
year.
That's fun. Everyone kind of has their roles too in a family.
You just
like kind of
like fall
into
it.
Too. I'm like, I'm the dishwasher.
Oh, I hate washing dishes. I avoid that.
I love it and I'm really good
then
at it.
Then you should come over on Boxing Day because last year Stan took over the dishwashing role because we needed someone to do it. I don't know if you can come
Stan
this year.
And
so
I
you
will,
can do
we'll
it.
Hit the dishes up. Why not?
We don't know what though. It was funny because he was washing the dishes and he was like, I love this because you get to talk to everyone because everyone comes through the kitchen.
Yeah,
and I was
yeah,
like, that's
yeah,
kind of true. But one of the questions we did get in relation to like our traditions and what we do is like we both have partners, like how do you transition then keeping your own family traditions but then also like including your partner slash being part of their tradition? So like for you, what's that looked like, especially because like Haley's not from here?
Yeah, Haley's from Calgary and she's an only child, so her parents are still out in Calgary. Last year I think they came right after to Toronto to spend time.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't travel last year and we're not going to travel this year, but we're going to see them again like shortly after.
Okay, that's nice. Because it doesn't necessarily have to be on Christmas. I feel
right,
like as you
exactly.
Get
older. Yeah, well, that's like talking about earlier, like the changing traditions of now my brother's place kind of being the main spot.
Yeah.
It's like you can go and do different events on different times, and especially as we become like kind of the new generation with kids below us. It gets more complicated to like, you know, have just one home base on the exact same day for the rest of your life. It's just not realistic.
Yeah.
But it's also so fun to be able to have new traditions and then see extended family, different parts of your family in different scenarios over the full holiday season, exactly, as opposed to just like trying to slam it all into one day.
God, that'd be too stressful.
Yeah.
For me, it's it was a lot different again. When my parents lived in Coburg, it was like what it used to be was, so Nolan's Ukrainian, so like their Christmas Eve is like their big celebration.
Right, yeah.
And so that was nice because it was like, okay, like Christmas Eve, like we can, like with all of his family. And then we would stay over at his mom's place in Mississauga. And then we would open presents with like his mom and stepdad at like 7 a.m. And then by like 8:30 be on the road driving to Coburg every Christmas morning. And it was like, we got used to it. It was fine. There's no one on the road. It's Christmas, but it just like is so exhausting. So the fact that
see
the what?
I was gonna say, you ever see the meme of like the divorced parents waving to each other like on the highway, like at
that's
10
like
in the
what
morning
it felt like. It's kind of that energy. I don't have divorced parents, but I'm assuming that's kind of what it feels like when you have to like bounce around to all these different places. So that was a lot. But luckily now my parents live 10 minutes away and they both just live in Mississauga. So I get to sleep in my own bed now. And then I get to like get ready in my own home, which is also for me. And then now like we still do Christmas Eve with his family. We still do 2 Christmas mornings, but it's like way more reasonable now because like they're in the same place. And then Boxing Day is dedicated to my family. But yeah, it's like it is interesting once you I wouldn't say like have to start like compromise. I guess you compromise a little bit on like what's important to like each family. But you're right. It's just kind of fun to have like new traditions and see how like other families do things. And
it is fun to extend it a little bit because then you get
More days of good food.
Meals, exactly.
Well, like I get turkey dinner 2 days in a row. And then the third day is like a feast for 12 hours. I have no complaints.
It's tough though. I did. My ex had divorced parents. So we would do like
3 Christmases.
Yeah. We'd do it at my mom's. And then we would go to we'd have to drive down the highway from Waterloo to London. And then we would do 2 other ones. And they would all be back-to-back-to-back meals. So
that's
it would
lot.
Be like Christmas Eve night, big meal, wake up super, super early, and then lunch, big meal, and then do a dinner again.
All right. So one of the other questions we got was real tree or fake tree?
Oh, this is not even a question. It's absolutely, I am so offended. This is absolutely wild that this appears in front of me.
The passion really comes through when the elf legs.
The legs are so ridiculous. Like, they're flying around. You have to get a real Christmas tree.
Oh, that is not where I thought you were going with that.
No, I need the best thing.
Do you have a real tree in your Toronto condo?
I can't fit a tree. I can't fit any tree
That's
in my
what
condo.
I'm saying. Okay,
but so, I would if I had a shred of a.
But
small
you can
spot.
Get like I walked by Sobeys the other day and they have like little baby trees. Why don't you just get one of those?
Because they're like $60.
Okay,
I don't
so
pay,
see,
like, $60 for a little tiny tree
for a tree that's gonna die. Exactly.
Well, no, I wouldn't pay $100 for a fake tree that's not gonna die. You know what it is? It's the smell
of the tree.
A real tree has a smell.
No, I agree. I had a real tree growing up. Like, well, actually, my mom has 2 trees because that's what she is.
Oh,
we're a 2 tree household. One tree is a fake tree that's pre-lit, and then we go and cut a tree down, and that's like the real tree. Or we used to. I don't.
Okay, well, you've answered the own question then, because there's the fake tree and then the real tree.
There's 2. Yeah. So one is June's. Like she decorates it based on an aesthetic that she wants every single year.
Which one does she like better?
And then that goes on the fake tree because she can make it look all like it's pre-lit, make it look all like Martha Stewart aesthetic. And the real tree has all like our traditional like ornaments on it.
Okay, so you have both of those.
You get the best of both worlds.
Oh, that's a big debate right now, especially that's a big debate right now between the like aesthetic tree and the kind of like campy tree that has like all childhood ornaments, stuff like that. I like the latter. I like the kind of chaotic tree.
I do too. So that's I have a fake tree in okay. If I had like a house, or even a townhouse, I would go get a real tree.
Yeah.
The reason I don't have one is because the idea of taking a tree up and down a condo, are you kidding me? That sounds
those needles
absolutely
in
not.
The elevator.
I have no interest in doing that. Zero.
Just chuck it off your balcony.
A few years ago, a friend of mine who like, we're friends, but like not close enough for him to ask me to do this. He like had gone back home for the holidays. He texted me asking if I could go take his dead tree out of his condo and throw it out for him.
That's a big ask.
I absolutely did not do it.
That's like on par
That's
with
a side note,
helping someone move.
Agreed. But anyways, I've never had one in a condo because I just think it's like the inconvenience of it. So I have like my $75 tree that I got at Canadian Tire on sale a few years ago, and we just put the lights up. But I love it because like my friends were saying that as soon as you have a Christmas tree up, there's no overhead lighting anymore because like the tree,
yeah.
all the lighting comes from the tree. So it's like that and candles.
I do miss that.
It's the best, the lighting of it. It does. It makes it feel so, so cozy. But I'd love the smell of it if it was a real tree, but I just buy pine scented candles to make up for the fact that I don't have a pine tree.
In my opinion, you can't make up for it.
Well, I tried.
But also, some people are allergic. So
allergic to pine?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay, Sarah, next question. Favorite holiday treat? This is big.
Yeah, I vote peppermint bark.
Whoa, that is kind of a, that's kind of a, like a deep left cut? Field.
Really? Yeah. My mom makes it every year and I love peppermint bark and it's delicious. And I love peppermint and I love chocolate. So that's like all of it together.
It's chocolate.
And she makes it like she, yeah, she like melts chocolate.
Food, whatever, tasting thing. What do you call that?
Peppermint, like candy cane?
Oh, do you use candy cane?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like you take a layer of chocolate. She puts on like parchment paper, I think. I've only made it with her a couple times. And then she has like a layer of white and milk chocolate, mixes it all together, has some that looks spirally. And then you put the candy cane crunched up on top with some peppermint. And then you break it up and it's bark. And then we would always like tie it off and give it to like friends and family and people, I don't know, like for the holidays, hockey coaches and whatnot. But I love peppermint bark. And I feel like it's something that I can't, it feels illegal to eat any other time of the year. Like bark feels like
it would be
a
wild
Christmas
to
thing only.
Eat a peppermint bark in like August.
Peppermint anything. I love peppermint hot chocolate. But like I would not, only December time. What about you?
Okay. This is a highly specific treat, but like speaking about Christmas meals, like to a whole spread would happen and I could be completely stuffed and I would still have room for M&M Meat Market Nanaimo bars.
That's good.
I grew good. Up. It's just, it's nostalgic for me,
yeah.
But they also hold up.
Yeah, that's true. M&M like, meat chops is like unreal.
I know.
Still holds up. They're like French onion soup that you just like heat up.
They have a ton of like really good stuff.
Unreal. Shout out M&M's. They finally opened one in Liberty Village. It's like the only one in downtown Toronto.
Okay.
In Rexall's. They sell the stuff in Rexall.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. These are two really good tips because I need to find, I haven't had them in a while.
We didn't also like if you're somebody that's going to like a holiday potluck or a thing or something.
Go get one of those mixed things.
Yeah. Because like M&M's is like perfect for that stuff and it'll be good and people will assume you made it.
It's going to be a hit. Well, I would know that it's M&M's.
You would know.
I was just like,
when I was like 12 years old, I used to babysit my sisters and my mom would pay me in an M&M's chocolate swirl cheesecake.
Oh.
An $8 cheesecake is what she would pay me in for 7 hours of babysitting. But that was what I thought was a good negotiating
Maybe
tactic.
Maybe we go
at that
to
time.
Like, I don't know, like employment services or something like that. But they are pretty good.
They were that good though. It was worth it to me
yeah,
at that time.
I mean, that's my favorite treat. Otherwise, probably I would go to something like, you mentioned hot chocolate. I do like a good powdered hot chocolate, like a cheap hot chocolate. Toss that in the
There's
mug.
There's nothing wrong with that. The ones that already have the marshmallows in it too.
Sometimes just like the super accessible, inexpensive stuff tastes and feels way better than something
bougie.
It
feels like
the
nostalgia. I know, I love it. Okay, what is something on your Christmas wish list this
year? Okay. A lot of people disagree with me on these, that they look amazing. I'm looking for a fresh white pair of Crocs.
Ugh. I'm one of those people that disagree.
If anyone's out there who wants to buy me a Christmas gift.
Like, why white Crocs specifically? Crocs are disgusting enough as
it
is.
Classy,
and then now they're gonna get
white ones are classy.
They're gonna get dirty in like
no, because I'll wear them to like classy events.
To classy events.
Yeah, like a Christmas party.
Do you just want them for like when you're done running? Like just wear a pair of slides.
When I'm done running. No, these are going out Crocs.
No, they're not, Jake.
Yeah,
you're lying to me.
I'm not. I'm being a fuck. I'm saying this in kind of a facetious way, but I'm 100% not lying. I will take these. It doesn't have to be a super classy event, but I could go to the grocery store in my white Crocs. I could go to the mall.
Are you wearing socks with them? No, like you would barefoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not barefoot. Not barefoot in the wintertime. I'd buy barefoot in the summer.
Crocs?
Summertime. Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't. That's the one thing. I cannot get behind that trend. I can't. I know it's cool again to wear Crocs. I can't do it. Like I understand if you're like, oh, I have a boat and I'm going from the boat to a cottage, or I'm wearing them down to the water. Like even that, I'm like,
no,
oh,
that's
but
where slides
I get
come
it.
In. These are fashion.
But
Crocs.
They look like water shoes. Like that's what I'm saying. Like that's anyways.
Not if you put them in sport mode, then you're ready to like zoom around.
So you want Crocs for Christmas? I will not buy you your Christmas present from you will not funny? Be Crocs. Like,
oh, actually, this is wild. Because these are things that anyone could probably just go and buy themselves. Because Crocs are like, what, $25?
No, they're not. Dude, Crocs are like expensive now.
What?
They're like at least $45.
Okay, so that's not that bad. I thought you were going to say like still, $200.
Oh, no.
$45, a little bit more of a barrier. The other thing that I desperately want, and I'm like, I've been telling my family, I was like, I don't care if I get 30 of them. I want multiple. I'll take multiple. You guys could only get me this. I've never had one. I want a blue IKEA tote bag, like one that you carry around your things in at $60. Okay.
We've just been informed that Crocs are actually, in fact, $60.
Oh my God.
You want like one of the big ones, or like do you want a fashionable, like smaller
one? No, one of the big ones. One of the utility IKEA.
Then
totes.
Just go to IKEA and buy stuff.
I know, but.
They have IKEA bucket hats too. Did you know that? Made from the totes.
Do they really?
Yeah, they're made.
I thought you meant
from,
like white ones.
No, they're made from the tote bags.
Oh, okay. Well, let me add this to my Pinterest list. Do you make a Pinterest list or something? How do you make a list for your friends and family?
My family's gonna listen to this if they listen to the podcast. Gifts. I'm horrendous to shop.
Do they ask you for a list?
Yeah, but my issue is if I want something, I just buy it myself.
Same.
And if I want something enough to ask for it, usually it means I'm just gonna go buy it myself. And that's obviously a very privileged place for me to be in that I can do that. But I'm not out here asking for like, I'm not just going out and buy myself like designer this, this, that, whatever. Like I just, so example. My sister's texted, I did Black Friday haul of these sweaters I bought. My sister texted me, she goes, you're not allowed to buy anything for yourself in November and December. We told you this. Because even though I didn't even ask for it, the sweater I happened to purchase myself, they purchased for Christmas.
No.
But I said to her, I went, if you bought it for me in a different color, keep it because I want it in more colors. And she goes, okay, don't shop anymore. So I'm difficult to buy for. I'm very aware of it. Last year I asked for like a couple specific things. This year though, I'm like, because I had like Nolan's mom ask me, I have like my parents, I don't really ask for anything specific. So it's kind of like a roll of the dice to see what I get because we're going to see how well they know me or if I've been asking for things like all year. I don't know. We'll see.
And then the other good thing is like you just hit Boxing Day sales the next day.
I don't because I have a Christmas on Boxing Day. So I've never gone to a Boxing Day sale or bought anything on Boxing Day.
Maybe Boxing Week then. Sometime
yeah, true.
Online,
yeah, anything that you wanted. Sales. Anything yeah, that you yeah, wanted yeah. that you couldn't get. You're right. But my sisters make full-blown presentation slideshows.
Really? I think
they're
smart.
It's so, you know, the sizing,
you know the color option.
As the person that's shopping for them, it's incredible because everything's linked and I can just order it.
Oh, my God,
it's amazing.
Too. That's smart.
I tried to do it this year and I only got so far as like one matching sweatsuit and I was literally like, do I even want this or am I just like or do I need this or am I just making like this is my thing. I also live in a condo in downtown Toronto. I love like
I know same I'm like
I love I can't ask for any more physical things.
For a chair?
Yeah. Definitely chairs, you definitely don't need one of those. Yeah, I'm doing like a Secret Santa with friends. The thing is I really pride myself on like being a good gift giver, like not off people's list. Like I don't really give people things they ask for like
ooh
normally.
That's good.
And I'm pretty good at it, so I usually pride myself on that. But then in return, I'm horrendous to shop for because I either buy it for myself or, to be honest, like a few years ago, the only thing I asked for Christmas was a robe. I go to like one event and the gift is a robe and my sisters were so mad at me. Or like I posted like things on my Christmas wish list and then I got sent some of those things from the brands and
yeah.
like an e-reader. And then Kobo sent me one and my parents are like, you're not allowed to publicize
Imagine
your Christmas
you
list anymore.
Asked for like an Instax camera or something.
Oh my God, I would never. I was like
15 of those a year in PR packages.
Yeah, exactly. So also says this year, I don't really have anything on my list specifically. The only thing I really asked for was I want like a new like crossbody bag that's yeah. like for traveling. That's like a little bit nicer than like a Lululemon one. Other than that, I literally like it'll be a surprise to me. I just said don't buy me everything green again because last year my parents bought me everything green. Everything
color
was in the
theme.
Green color theme.
Tough. Yeah.
So this year, no more green. We're gonna move on from the green and evolve a little bit.
Kind of on the same topic of gifts, last minute Christmas gift ideas.
I mean, I'm a big proponent of giving books as gifts. I think a lot of people need to be bullied into reading a little bit. And usually if you buy them a book, then maybe they'll read it more.
Especially if it's one of your favorite books.
Exactly. Because it's like, so that's what I, like the past few years, I've gifted everyone in my family books that I have read that I think they would also like. Because then yeah. it's a topic of conversation, right? So it's
exactly.
like if I'm gifting you a book that I'm like, you can't put this on your DNF list again. You cannot only read half of this because I loved this book. It's like a sign that you like know them as well to be yeah. like, oh, I loved this book. You should read it. I did it for my girlfriends last year too. I think it's just like, it's a simple, like not too expensive way to show that you care.
My brother did that for me. He has great taste in books, reads a lot. Mm-hmm. So he, I think maybe for the last 2 years, gifted me like whatever was top on his
reading list.
Plus last year was like a timeless, I think, well, God, what was it called? The Timeless Way of Building. It's like an architectural book, but it's also like notes from this guy.
Oh, that's cool. And
we're building the cottage. So it was like a personal gift.
Yeah.
Like a personal touch in that sense, but also a really interesting mm-hmm. read. And like you said, then this topic of conversation to start.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It's an easy one. And there's nothing better than like walking through an Indigo or something like that during the holidays, your local bookstore, and picking something up.
I also think a really last minute, an easy gift is like experiences. Cause you just buy them online.
Yeah. Especially experiences are great, especially if you maybe want to go with a person.
Yeah, exactly.
Like concert tickets are great. Yeah,
music. I think people forget like musical theater tickets are really good. Like yeah. There's a bunch of really good shows coming to Toronto. Or like if you don't live in the city, like it's sometimes a good excuse for it to be like dinner and a night out or like something like that. Like I think experiences are, especially as you get older, really good, especially like for grandparents and parents, that if it's something that you do with them.
Well, exactly. It also comes along with like spending time. With 100%. Them too, right?
Because that's more so what you're gifting than anything. But
yeah.
It's also an easy last minute thing. Like if it's December 24th and you're sweating and you don't want to go to the Eaton Center to be like fighting everybody for the last like size medium sweater that's there, you can just buy something online. And it's, since it's a ticket or something, you just print it off. It's like a, you put it in a card.
Some of
like
that's,
it's a physical
fun too.
Thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like you get the whole, I feel like it's a new trend because it's, everything's just straight to your phone. But it's just, you know, the gift is you open up a card and then it's like, oh, let me airdrop you something. And then
you pop over
the tickets
smart.
Or something like that. It's fun.
I did, like for my parents last year, I bought some tickets to see Hamilton, but I bought them like a book about the musical, the making of the musical to go with it. Mm-hmm. So then the tickets were in there. So I just think that's like experiences are always a good option, but they're especially good option for last minute as well. What about you? Do you have any other suggestions for last minute gifts?
Last minute gifts. Listen, I know it's
because you are going to be shopping last minute.
Yeah. We've talked about it a few times in terms of setting the vibe. I also, there are certain staples that I'll never be mad at myself receiving a gift mm-hmm. and like candles, unless they smell awful. I love.
And you keep them for the whole year. Exactly.
Yeah. And it's something that it's not a concert, but it's an experience for the home. You know what I'm saying? But most people, I would say, enjoy candles.
I think games are another good option. I think games are really great. Easy. It's something that you can then like physically do like that day, even if you want. Yeah. I think though, like anything you can buy online that doesn't actually have to come in the mail, like is a great last minute gift. Like
there's also one other thing I think I might've done before, but also received. And this is just like, it's not, we can do either if someone drinks alcohol, if they don't, you could do one or the other, but like a collection of different local things to try, especially if you're buying it for someone out of town. Like do a quick brewery tour in your neighborhood if there are breweries around you, pick up a few local beers. You're both supporting the small businesses around you, but then you're also okay if you're traveling, you're bringing it to someone in a different city. You get to have that experience of like, hey, check out, this is one of my favorite drinks from around town. You can do that for a ton of non-alcoholic options as well.
Oh, I really like that. And that also goes with like something as simple as if you don't just want to get someone like a bottle of wine, or you don't want to just get them a cocktail glass, like you can make it like a little cocktail kit with like a couple nice glasses and then yeah. like the things to make a cocktail, which it doesn't actually take that much effort. You only have to go to two stores to do it, but it like makes it look like you put in a lot more effort than you did, even if you did it at the very last minute.
And then you look great when they break it out at an event and they're making, you know, drinks for everyone with your little kit too.
Exactly. Okay, last but certainly not least, for this portion of our holiday special, please stay because we are going to be drafting Christmas movies after. What are some of your favorite holiday winter themed things to do in Toronto?
You gotta, we talked about this, I think one time, like several episodes ago, but this is a holiday Christmas activity for sure. Bombing down Riverdale Park
tobogganing. If there's snow, as long as we get some snow, man.
As long as there's snow, that's true.
Because it's very common for Toronto not to get snow until like 3 days after Christmas.
I know, that one's tough. I did also say the Distillery Winter Village is classy this year.
Yeah.
I'm saying it.
It's classy. I'm going tomorrow, so I'll let you know if it lives up to the hype. Yeah, those are both great. There's also Miracle on Bloor Street.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas-themed bar. Taylor Swift just went to the equivalent of it in Kansas City.
Whoa.
For a Christmas party. So it's Taylor Swift approved.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's the same cocktails because it's the same company. Also, there's like the Thirsty Elf, I believe, is the one at the Royal York.
Yeah.
And that's a little fun because it's like a little bit bougier. It's the Royal York. And then also, I just went to one at the Park Hyatt last week, which is also really cute and cozy. And that was just like Christmas themed. It's like winter themed. So it's got like good fireplaces, good cocktails. So I feel like a lot of those places are starting to like get the people
Big
want the
chalet
aesthetic.
Vibes.
Very chalet vibes.
Okay.
I think that's fun if you made like a little like Christmas bar hop, bar
Make
tour.
Make a day
thing.
Of it as well. Yeah. Do one of the, there are also, apart from the distillery, there are a ton of little pop up markets, not only 100%. Great for grabbing gifts, because I know you've been doing that
as
well.
I did
like
it this
little
weekend.
Holiday markets to grab last minute gifts. But then also they have like little vendors for food.
Yeah.
I've been, if anyone has a hookup for fudge, I've been looking for a fudge person at a market for the last little while.
Interesting. I think going skating, again, if the ice allows you to,
yeah.
is always a great thing to do around the holidays. You can go in Etobicoke on the lakeshore. There's like a big route, but also they got rid of the one at the harbor front. So I don't know where else you'd go skating. Oh, under the Bentway.
There's also, and you can probably look this up on Google in like 2 seconds. Apparently they brought it back. There's a neighborhood. There are a few neighborhoods in Toronto that do like light displays.
Oh, like really elaborate
ones?
One
of them, a whole street does like blow up Santas and lights and stuff like that. I'm totally blanking on the name of it.
Oh, that's cool. I'm going to look that up.
It's up by St. Clair something.
That makes sense.
But there are some of those like little neighborhood pockets, which could be also like nice to go and make a night of. Just drive through, walk through the whole thing. And
I love that.
Yeah.
That's fun. I think we just gave them so many fun ideas for things to do around the holidays.
I would hope that we could, because we're both wearing these ridiculous hats.
Yeah,
so.
And you have to actually, I think you should do a Christmas bar hop in the ridiculous hats. Like
that's
the only way to do it. Okay, we're going to take a little break, but then after that, we're drafting Christmas movies. Ho, ho, ho. I'm starting every segment like that. I have
ho,
to.
Ho, 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 Sarah.
Ho, ho, ho. We are going to be drafting Christmas movies. Jacob, it's been a while since we did a draft. We've done celebrities, right? Or did we do singers
we did,
and actors? Singers,
female
actors?
Pop stars, male pop stars.
I guess that might be the only two. Oh, Canadian cities. We
Canadian
did that too.
Cities, and
we
now
did a
we
few.
Have.
So if you want us to draft anything else, please let us know. I love drafting things. We're both competitive people. So it gets us fired up. So if there's anything you think would be fun for us to draft, just let us know and we'll gladly do it. But today we're drafting Christmas/holiday movies. As Jacob said at the beginning of the episode, he's watched significantly more than I have. So I'll be curious if there's any crossover. We're going to do 5 movies, right?
Yeah, 5 each.
And we're going to do rock, paper, scissors to determine who gets to draft first.
Here we go.
Are we doing 2 to 3 or just once?
It'll be just once. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, I have crushed Sarah's
so Jacob
scissors
won.
With my rock.
I don't know why I took scissors as the first overall pick. Okay, anyways.
Now,
I know
there's
what
a little bit of strategy here of do I take something that Sarah maybe wants or because she's not going to go for mine, or do I go? I think I have to have it on my list. I think I have to take it. I'm going to go number one, even though I don't believe it should be number one
Wait.
On my list.
Okay.
I'm going to go Love Actually.
Would
you not
you
take
fool.
That at all?
I've never seen Love Actually.
What? For real? That okay, this is wild that I have Love Actually on my top of my list. I think it is a good movie. It has grown on me quite a bit. I used to not be a super big fan of it, but listen, I'm a fan now.
That's the one where they hold the signs, right?
You're perfect to me.
Well, I've never actually seen it. So.
That's surprising. You got to watch that.
I know. It's very off-brand. I knew you were going to think I'd love those cheesy rom-com Christmas movie shit, but I've never seen any of them. Yeah.
Maybe so I just blew up my list.
In the first overall spot, from the Elf, I am taking Elf.
Okay.
What were you going to?
That's tough. That's high on mine.
That's my number one. I'm so happy I get Elf.
Okay. Well, Elf... 20 years ago. Can you believe that?
I know. I remember going to the theater with my dad to see it.
It's absolutely wild.
Crazy.
In my second spot, this is my favorite movie. I'll watch this probably 3 times per season. No
per
joke.
Per season?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Have you not seen it?
I saw it with an ex-boyfriend when he made me watch it because it was very important to him and his family watched it all the time. And that was my first time ever seeing it. I think I've seen it once in my entire life.
For people who... There, I'm sure.
No,
there are
it's
a lot
like
of people
it's
listening.
Like you it, if die you, if you're not yeah. if you're a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation person, you are like a diehard.
Yeah,
like I feel like you're either that family or you're not, and my family just wasn't.
And
that.
I'm a little bit nervous that because I am that guy, that now it's in my number two spot. That people who love it as much as I do will be judging me for because
you were just trying to play strategy.
This.
I love this. This is the issue. I don't watch a lot of Christmas movies, so mine are all off the board. Okay. My number two pick is Jim Carrey's The Grinch.
Okay.
That is, those are my two favorite Christmas movies, Elf and The Grinch. Those are the two that I will watch every single year without fail.
This is a hot take because that is not even on my list. It's the same thing. I'm a purist when it comes to The Grinch.
Purist.
And I like the original cartoon version.
Nope. I love Jim Carrey's version of The Grinch. It's my favorite.
Dang. Okay.
And have you seen those TikToks of The Grinch at Universal Studios?
No.
At like the theme park, and you can like meet the Grinch, yes. And he like meets. Ugh, I want to go so badly. Anyways, so I've got Elf and The Grinch. What are you standing at?
Okay, I have Love Actually and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Wow, I can't wait for everyone to vote on who has the better list at the end of this episode.
And then in my number three spot, Home Alone 1. No, Sarah, it's not, that was never going to be on your list either.
It's nowhere on my list.
I love Home Alone 1 so much. Once I was going to a Bon Iver concert in Milwaukee, and I stayed in Chicago for a couple of nights to see Chicago before the concert.
Okay.
And it was 45 minutes out of the way and then 45 minutes out of the way again to go to the Home Alone house.
And you went to
it? In the suburbs and then leave, and I went to it. Yeah.
Did it live up to your dreams and expectations?
It was everything I wanted
it
to be.
Wow. Again, but also like I wonder if this is maybe like I have friends that love Home Alone, but like it scared me as a kid. Like, I didn't like watching it because, like, as a child, my biggest fear was burglars coming into my house and
that'll
taking
it.
So, like, I wasn't a Home Alone. I mean, I'll watch it now.
Yeah.
And it's fine. And I love Catherine O'Hara. So it's like.
And Macaulay Culkin just got his star. And she on gave the it to Hollywood him. It was Walk
so
cute.
Yeah, so, go check yeah. Out that speech again. No, but that was nowhere on my list.
Also, I had no idea that Macaulay Culkin was in a relationship with and has a child with. London Tipton from
Brenda Song.
Life of Zach
Brenda Song. Yeah. Their baby looks exactly like him. It's crazy.
I know, with little hair.
With the little hair. I know. Yeah. Anyways, in my number three spot, I am taking what I believe is a Christmas movie, because I feel like a lot of people watch this at Christmas, even though it's not necessarily set at Christmas. But I believe it's a Christmas movie because it's a long movie that's nostalgic, and I feel like a lot of families have the tradition of watching it. The Sound of Music.
Whoa.
That's a Christmas movie. People watch it at Christmas time. It's like how Harry Potter's a Christmas movie. It's like the same thing. It's like that same.
I would draw a line that Harry Potter's not a Christmas movie.
Well, then you're not going to like
Although
my list.
Although there is Christmas in Harry Potter. Is Harry Potter coming up next? You got to joke with me.
No.
Sound of Music. Okay.
Sound of Music, because it's like a Christmas adjacent movie. Like, a lot of families do it. I watch The Sound of Music at Christmas time. We also watch Anne of Green Gables at Christmas time. It's a big tradition in my household. But I don't think The Sound of Music, though, is always on TV around the holidays, too.
Okay, you know what? I'm pulling an audible then for my... What pick am I on?
You're on pick number four.
Fourth pick. Is that right?
Yeah.
My fourth pick. Then I'm going to throw back as well to the 60s, I think.
Whoa.
I'm going to go White Christmas. Bing Crosby,
okay.
Danny Kaye.
Right on. That's a great choice.
Love the movie. Also, great song and dance.
I love that.
I know Bing Crosby, not a great guy. Not a great dude.
So I'm also going back in time to a black and white movie because it's my father's favorite movie of all time. And we watched it every Christmas Eve when I was growing up because it was always on TV. It's a Wonderful Life.
Dean. Shout out Dean. And
it's not even just Dean's favorite Christmas movie. It's just Dean's favorite movie. Like,
really?
Period, non-starter's favorite
Dang.
Movie.
Dang, okay.
It's a one, and I mean, it's so funny because me as a kid, I'm like, why aren't we watching a black and white movie? But now I can appreciate It's a Wonderful Life. You know, every time a bell rings and an angel gets its wings or whatever, It's a Wonderful Life. So that's my fourth overall pick. I feel like that gives me like the nostalgia factor a little bit too.
That's a good cross section.
It's a little well-rounded. Okay, you only have one pick left.
I only have one pick.
And we clearly, I don't think we have to steal anything from each other. Like, we literally have such different tastes.
Okay. I think with my last pick, to round it out, I gotta give a shout out to Tim Allen.
No!
And I'm taking the Santa Claus one.
I don't have anything else on my list.
Uh-oh. I need to have one more. Santa Claus.
I have one. God
so
damn
I'm gonna
it.
Go with the Santa Claus. I wanted to be Charlie in that movie so bad growing up, to be able to fly around with the elves.
Damn it. Okay, what other Christmas movies are there? Do you have a list?
I got a list.
What do you have on your list?
10, just in case we had the exact same list.
I haven't seen half of these.
You haven't seen Jack Frost?
I have seen Jack Frost. Yeah, but it's like.
I almost cried at Jack Frost the other day.
You watched it the other day? Yeah. Martin Short. He's a gem. Do you know what? I'm going to throw
no,
in.
No. Jack Frost is like.
Is that not Jack Frost?
The Michael Keaton is a snowman movie.
Oh, I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, he dies in a car accident and comes back as a snowman for this kid.
Oh,
his
my
name's
God.
Charlie too.
Hmm. Oh my God. Okay, no. I'm just gonna pick Little Women as my last one because I decided it's a Christmas. It is a Christmas movie.
Okay,
it's set
you
at
got
Christmas.
A top Christmas movies list with two Christmas movies that aren't Christmas movies on there.
But it is. That's like when people go, Die Hard's a Christmas movie. It's like the same thing. It's true.
In what way?
Also, I looked up today on Rotten Tomatoes the top 100 Christmas movies of all time, and Little Women was number 7.
Really?
And Die Hard was number 2.
I've never seen it.
So I've never seen it either, but I'm just like using it for my argument. Little Women was number 7.
7?
Yeah, because it was based on Rotten Tomatoes scores.
Was it above well,
all the movies that are on your list? Yes.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm
Sound of Music was also on there.
I'm going to go and like start a campaign to change those Rotten Tomato ratings.
Okay, so let's go over our top 5, and I want everyone to let us know which Christmas movie marathon would you prefer between my list and Jacob's list. Jacob, lead us off. What was in your number one spot?
Okay, my number one spot was Love Actually. In my second spot, I had National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. In my third spot, I had Home Alone 1. In my fourth spot, I had White Christmas. And in my fifth spot, the Santa Claus one.
I feel like you've got the very, like, if you're a classic nostalgia person, it's Jacob's movies. Like, I understand that. For the people that are, like, Christmas purists, that's, like, what your movies are.
I'll take that. Yeah.
Christmas purists.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Me, I'm more of a liberal Christmas.
Run down your list. What do you have in the top 5?
Number one is everyone's favorite, Elf. Incredible. Number two, The Grinch, Jim Carrey's version. And now there's a third version of The Grinch, too, that the kids love. They all love the animated one, the new one.
Oh, really?
There's a new animated one.
Okay, I gotta check this out.
Which is apparently also great, but that's how kids think of The Grinch now, which freaks me out. Number three, I have The Sound of Music. Because who doesn't want to watch Julie Andrews?
Julie Andrews.
Duh. Number four, I have It's a Wonderful Life. Classic Christmas movie.
That is
movie.
A classic. Actually, you do have some classics in here.
And number five, Little Women, which I'm turning into a classic because I'm starting my own tradition December 1st.
If it's your tradition, it's a classic.
And they celebrate Christmas in that movie twice.
Do they really?
Yeah, you should watch it. I've been telling you to watch it for weeks. Anyways, I think it's a Christmas movie.
I'll add it to my list and get through it after I watch Christmas Vacation 5 more times.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous. I can't do that. Anyways, make sure you let us know which Christmas movie marathon you would rather between my list and Jacob's. Thank you so much for spending the ho-ho holidays with... I'm trying to say ho-ho as much as possible because it's on my shirt. Thank you for spending the holidays with us. Thank you for spending this cozy Christmas episode. I've been Sarah. That's been Jacob. We will see you next time. Bye.